I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia went into effect on Monday at midnight. Fighting broke out on July 24th after nearly 2 months of rising border tensions. The impact of the ceasefire will take time to feel. At least 33 people lost their lives in the five-day conflict, and more than 130,000 on each side were displaced. Joe Handley, president of A3.
What I'm hopeful about is the church has oftentimes risen in occasions like these to be a source of hope in the midst of very difficult situations.
For example, in recent years, a former warlord from Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge campaign came to Christ. Handley says he received discipleship and started dozens of churches. You can read his story in the full report at our website. And please pray for God's mercy for the ceasefire to be upheld. And World Missionary Press sends scripture booklets free of charge to Daniel, a local pastor living on the Malawi-Mozambique border. Along with ministry in a maximum security prison, Daniel shares the hope of Christ in remote villages. He leaves a scripture booklet in Chichewa, the local language, after each visit. Helen Williams of WMP says villagers often respond with gratitude, telling Daniel,
"We're very happy for this help, and it came in at a right time."
Most people in these remote villages don't have access to a Bible in their heart language, and that's why believers like Gloria treasure the WMP booklets, which contain only scripture, she says.
"I thank God because today I received a wonderful gift, and this booklet will help me and my family a lot. Thank you so much for reaching out with the Word of God."
Every gift helps WMP keep materials free for local partners by covering the costs involved with printing and shipping. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.